Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I am a survivor of sexual assault while a college student.
That is Boston City Councilor Ayanna Presley detailing that assault for the first time. The rape happened while she was studying at Boston University. The now 37-year-old Presley surprised her colleagues by speaking about her experience publicly at a Boston City Council meeting yesterday.
The feelings of shame, emotional trauma, and recollection of social isolation and hostility I experienced while on campus because my attacker was well known to many.
After she talked about that yesterday, we spoke with Councilor Presley this morning. Let me ask you, until now, you've talked openly about the fact that you were sexually assaulted both as a child and as an adult, but you hadn't given any details. Well, why did you decide to reveal now that you were raped while you were a student at Boston University?
I actually didn't know that I was going to say it, but I'm glad that I did. I thought it was relevant to the debate, and most rape survivors were raped while in college. So it seemed relevant for that reason. And also, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so it's an opportunity to continue to raise consciousness about this issue and to put a face to it.
Let me ask you, as I understand it, you've said you knew your attacker. How old were you at that time?
I was 19 years old, but I really don't want to distract from the broader issue here. It's really not about the specifics and the particulars about my experience, per se. Again, I just wanted to put a face to the issue for the millions of women who suffer in silence and reference what I know all too intimately are the barriers that prevent women from coming forward. What happened to me could have happened anywhere on any college campus, and in fact, it does. Sexual assault is the leading cause as to why so many of our young women drop out of college. So this is life-altering and can derail people for the rest of their lives.
As we all know, and as you've just pointed out, a lot of young women who go through this horrible experience are very reluctant to report the rape. And I think I do, even though I know you're reluctant to talk about your personal situation. But I think given that, I need to ask, did you report your rape? And if not, why not? And if so, what happened?
Well, again, I would rather not get into the specifics of my situation. I just, as I've said from the outset, I don't blame Boston University. What happened to me could have happened anywhere, and again, in fact, it does, which is why it's important that we examine these policies and procedures to ensure that we foster a culture and a climate on these campuses that embraces victims of these attacks where they feel they can come forward and that the ultimately these offenders will be held accountable.
You know, I appreciate that, but I think that there might be some women victims on the other end of the radio right now wondering if you held your attacker accountable when you're trying to help them hold their attackers accountable.
Well, I believe I hold, offenders, predators, the people who commit these sorts of acts accountable every day in my activism and the work that I've been doing well before I was an elected official. And I want to make sure that we put in place preventative measures now to ensure that no other young woman knows the trauma of what it is that I experienced. Again, unfortunately, I don't have the monopoly on this sort of violation. There are many, many women suffering in silence, and I'm speaking up for them today, and will do that every day for the rest of my life.
Let me ask you, what kind of reception are you getting from university officials around the city trying to get attention on this matter?
Well, to date, I haven't heard from any colleges or universities. I suspect that I will, and I look forward to the public hearing that we will be having on April 26th, where they've been invited to testify and to educate us on what their current policies are, so we can begin to strengthen those existing policies or to create them where they're lacking.
Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, thank you very much. Thank you so much for speaking to WBUR this morning.